Welcome to On to Perfection, the radio ministry of Resurrection Life Family Worship Center. We are delighted that you joined us for today's broadcast. Our prayer is for the Word of God to transform you into the image of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, while simultaneously causing you to triumph everywhere the soles of your feet tread. Now let's get into the Word with Apostle Trevor Banks.
If we take this symbolically, the light of the sun, the moon has no light. We have no light of our own. The light in you is Christ. Right? You don't have, you know, that's why people saying, I'm going to let my little light shine. You ain't got the light of Christ. Because it's your little light. Right? No, he lighteth every man that comes into the world. So when that light is activated, when we receive him, now we become the light of the world, right? But he says there's coming a time where the moon, that's y'all, are going to shine with a perfected light. The sun, what we know of him, we know in part. We prophesy in part. We understand in part, but there's coming a revelation, a time where God is going to show us time where the light is going to shine bright to his people, and we are going to reflect that light in a fullness. Are you following? This is the analogy that Isaiah is using here. And the light of the sun shall be sevenfold. It shall be perfect. And he goes on to say, and the light of the sun shall be sevenfold, and the light of 7 days in the day that the Lord binds up the breach of his people. My point, the path of the just, your path, is as a shining light. You have light right now, but you're not shining like you're going to shine. Even though the darkness is covering the world, this is where you cannot allow darkness to determine your narratives. Don't let CNN, I get all my news from CNN. That's why you're crazy. That's why you're worried. That's why you're losing your mind. That's why you're ready to give up. That's why you're trying to build a bunker. CNN. I prefer Al Jazeera. Some of y'all never heard of that. But that's the Islamic news station. They tell more truth than ours do. They do. Listen, let me say it again. You as a child of God, you cannot. You have to refuse darkness to determine your narrative. Now, we just read a few scriptures here, just a few, that already established the reality that your path is to shine brighter. God gives you a grace to hold to the way. Amen. You don't have to backslide, be beaten down and discouraged and defeated in these last days. No, that's not our portion. Amen. Contrary to a lot of westernized gospel and trying to get out of here, you know, and all of that stuff, that is not, no, that's made up stuff. Amen. I'll say it from the mountaintop. It's made up stuff. No, God is establishing his kingdom. This is why prayer is so vital. Knowing how to pray, invoking covenant right. You know, if you're in a fight with someone, you ain't gonna ask them if you can hit them. You mind if I hit you? But you gonna do everything in your power, right? If you're fighting and they trying to take you out. You're going to do everything in your power to try to take them out. That's what invoking your covenant rights are. You have to understand God's heart about darkness and how wicked and evil that adversary is. Though he may appear as an angel of light, it's for deception. You got to understand, God's not playing with that stuff. God's not petting it. God's not sugarcoating it. God says, kill it. God. And this is sometime what religion and church has done to people is water them down to feel like there's completion in just religious routine and activity and comfortability. When you are a soldier drafted into an army, amen, and there are times where you must wage warfare. Anybody that's been in the military can attest to this. Warfare, nothing glamorous about it. Right? So, look at verse 26 of that same. No, I think we looked at it already. Verse 26, 23 and 26. 2 Corinthians 3. And again, this is just foundation stuff that we're going to springboard off of. 2 Corinthians chapter 3. And Pastor Trevor mentioned this verse in while receiving the offering. 2 Corinthians 3:18. The Lord says, but we all with open face, in other words, no veil over our face, nothing between us and the glory. But we all, because when Moses came down from the mountain, they put a veil. Because the people were afraid to look upon that glory that was on him. But we all with open face, beholding as in a mirror the glory of the Lord, are changed into the same image from glory to glory, even by the Spirit of the Lord. So God's plan for you is not to leave you stagnant, not for you to decrease. Amen. This is what the glory road is about. It's to instruct you. It's to bring you into the place of rest. So sometimes the main issue God has is that he got to get you out of the way. Anybody ever realize that? Sometimes you blame it on this one, or you blame it on that one, or you da 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 whatever. And it's not that at all. God has got to get you out of the way. Amen. So we're going from glory to glory, from strength to strength. We're not decreasing. Amen. Against all the narratives of darkness and popular opinion and the fear tactics of even preachers and, you know, naysayers and what have you. That is not what's happening. God says, no, I'm increasing you. My kingdom is going to increase. Now you got to lock into this like a pit bull on a hog, a feral hog when he bites him. You got to lock in and not let go. God will give you the grace. He that had clean hands shall be stronger and stronger. He shall hold to his way when it doesn't look like it. I mean, all of us have been through times where this just didn't look like it. Amen. Look at what I tell them, but look at it now. Amen. And sometimes it's almost challenging to be able to trace how God brought you through that. How did I get here? When just not long ago, it seemed like it was curtains. It was all over. Wasn't no way out. But God always had a way. God always has a way. Come on, this is the path of the just. It's as a shining light that shall shine more and more. It's not up to you to shine it. God's going to shine it. You have to let it shine. Let it shine in your vocabulary. Let it shine in your attitude. Let it shine in the joy in your heart. That's how you let it shine. Let it out. So we go from glory to glory. Let me give you just a definition of increase, because that is what is in God's heart for you on the glory road and the path of the just. Increase means to grow. To become greater or larger, to multiply, to reproduce. to make greater or larger the act or an instant of increasing. The amount or rate by which something is increased. Reproduction, I like this word, and spread. Propagation. I see some of y'all is writing away. Propagation. Synonyms are amplify, augment, I like this, beef up, build up, enlarge, expand, grow, magnify, mount, multiply. I know I'm you'll just get the CD, buy the CD. Reproduce, snowball, swell. It means simply to become larger or greater. I want to lay that layer of foundation so that you lock into that and not into the mind of the world. People are afraid. And fear grips the fabric of the world system. But we are not of the world. We are in it, but we are not of it. We don't think like the world. When the world says there's no way out, we know there's always a way out. God always makes a way. God always provides. There's always breakthrough. See, when the world, they don't have the power, nor the authority, nor the covenant to break out of stuff. But our covenant determines that we are not bound by things. Amen. Why? Because we are his covenant authority. That's why you must know how to pray. You are not a beggar. Amen. You're not begging God, pleading. It's not the tears. It's not the emotion that move him. It's when you abide by the law of prayer. It's a system, and you have covenant right.
Have you ever felt like God was calling you higher? Higher than routine, higher than religion, higher than just going through the motions. In The Rise of the Remnant, Apostle Trevor Banks Sr. helps you discover how to leave behind the weight of hypocrisy, distraction, and doubt, and rise into the fullness of God's grace, using the very skies above us. From the troposphere to the stratosphere, Apostle Trevor Banks shows us what it means to grow in faith, to push past obstacles, and to live as the authentic you. This is a call to transformation, a call to go deeper, a call to rise. Don't settle for surface living. Be part of the remnant God is raising up. The Rise of the Remnant by Apostle Trevor Banks. Available now wherever books are sold.
Thank you for listening to On to Perfection. If you would like to order today's message, or if you want more information about our church, contact us at 772-465-0036. For updates on ministries and other events, visit our website at www.reslifefl.com. That's www.reslifefl.com. And remember, God will perfect that which concerns you.